立
，Let's remain standing，
来祷告
，and say a silent prayer together。
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray。
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you。
你在两千年前从天上降世为人。
You have come to this world 2,000 years ago。
你带有极大的使命。
You came with a great mission.
你要把我们人类从罪里面救出来。
You want to come and save humankind from sins.
你在十字架上完成了你的使命。
You have fulfilled your mission on the cross.
今天在你的救恩里面，我们能够重新来得到神的恩典。
Today in your salvation, we can receive your grace.
来找到我们人生的目标。
So we can find the purpose.And meaning of life.
也能够在你的里面来享受你的丰盛。
And we are able to enjoy the abundance of this life in you.
求主耶稣你带领我们的聚会。
Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you guide our service tonight.
打开我们的心门。
To open our hearts.
来了解你话语的奥秘。
So that we can understand the mystery of your words.
让我们每一个人都能够来接受你做我们人生的救主。
That we will be able to accept you as our Savior.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all the glory, honor, and praise be unto your name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please have a seat.
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们晚上的聚会。
We welcome everyone to attend our service tonight.
今天晚上从圣经跟大家一起来学习耶稣尊名。
Today we're going to share the message of the precious name of Jesus.
影响全世界最深的一本书是圣经。
The book that affects the humankind the most is the Bible.
发行量最多的一本书也是圣经。
And it is also the most published books.
我们有唱诗班，没有关系，我们先请唱诗班来献诗。
And before we continue our message, we're going to ask the choir to present. The book that is most read in this world is the Bible.
最多翻译版本也是圣经。
It also has the most translations.
这是影响世界最深的一本书。
It's the book that affects the world the most.
那圣经的主角是谁？
And who is the main character in the Bible?
就是主耶稣。
It is Jesus Christ.
所以如果圣经值得读，耶稣值得我们来认识。
Therefore, if the Bible is something we should read, then Jesus Christ is someone we should know.
我们现在看马太福音第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
第一章的二十一节。
Verse 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.For he will save his people from their sins.
这个地方，天使告诉主耶稣的爸爸。
Here an angel of the Lord told Jesus Christ's father.
就是约瑟。
Who is Joseph.
因为那个时候还没有结婚，他的未婚妻已经怀孕。
At the time, before Joseph married his wife was already pregnant.
所以他就打算把她休掉。
Therefore, he was going to divorce her.
天使告诉他
But the angel told him
说她怀孕是从圣灵来的
She was pregnant through the Holy Spirit
你要给她起名叫耶稣
So when the child is born, you need to name him Jesus
耶稣是什么意思
What is the name of, what does it mean?
耶稣是主拯救的意思
It means the Lord saves
那主耶稣来世界有一个使命
So the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world with a mission.
他一共活了三十年。
He had only lived 30 years.
就是要完成一件事情。
But it is to accomplish one thing.
就是把人从罪里面救出来。
It is to save people from their sins.
所以他在十字架上一共讲七句话。
On the cross, he said seven phrases.
有一句就说成了。
One of which was, it is fulfilled.
就是神给他的托付，他完成了。
He has fulfilled and completed the task that the Lord God has given him.
那耶稣这个名跟你我的名跟整个人类历史的名到底差在哪里？
So what is the difference between the name of Jesus Christ and our names and the names of people in this world?
好，我们来看腓立比书第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
这里说神将主耶稣升为至高。
Here it says that God has highly exalted Jesus Christ.
耶稣成为人。
When Jesus Christ came to this world as a man,
看起来很卑微。
It seemed like he was lowly.
比你跟我更卑微。
He was more lowly than you and I.
但是他从死里复活。
But when he resurrected from the dead,
神把他抬到最高。
God exalted him to the very highest place.
那给他超乎万名之上的名。
And God gave him the name that is above all names.
万名就是人类历史所有的人的名，叫做万名。
His name was above all the names of the people in this world.
那在万名的名，还有一个在他上面，那个叫做耶稣。
And above all these names, there was the name of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣要升天以前，他曾经告诉门徒。
Before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he told his disciples,
他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And all the authorities on earth and in heaven have been given to me.
这个天上就是指着物质界看不见，灵界里面包括天国。
The things in heaven include all the things that are in the heavenly realms that we can't see.
那地上就是物质界我们可以看得见的。
And on earth means all the things that we can see with our eyes.
这个掌管的权柄都是给主耶稣。
And all these authority have been given to Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣这个名的权柄掌管物质界跟灵界。
So the name of Jesus Christ can control and have authority over all things in heaven and on earth.
一个国家的总统大概他可以在掌握整个国家的方向。
The president of a country can control the direction of his own country.
但是主耶稣这个名字掌管地上跟天上。
But the name of Jesus Christ controls all that is in heaven and on earth.
那这个名字到底跟你我有什么关系？
So what does his name have to do with you and I?
所以我们需要来认识呢。
That's something we need to get to know.
虽然世界有很多很伟大的人，但是好像我们不认识他，对我生活也没有影响。
There are a lot of great men on earth, but if we don't really know them, then it has no effect on us.
但是主耶稣这个名字如果我们不认识他，我们一生的损失难以计算。
But if we do not know Jesus Christ and his name, then we are at a great loss that we cannot even count.
那如果我们认识他，我们的一生会得到宝贝，至宝。
But if we get to know him, then we will receive the most precious things on earth.
我想从四点跟大家一起来学习。
So tonight I would like to share with you more about that.
第一点，主耶稣的名能够让我们的罪得赦免。
Firstly, the name of Jesus Christ can remiss our sins.
主耶稣升天以前，他告诉门徒去传福音。
Before Jesus' ascension to heaven, he told his disciples to preach the gospel.
我们看马可福音十六章。
Let us turn to the book of Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
十五节。
Verse 15 and 16. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
这个地方说你要往普天下去传福音。
Here he told his disciple to go into the world to preach the gospel.
福音是什么？
What is the gospel?
福音就是有福气的好消息。
It is a good news of grace.
那什么是 有福气的好消息。
And what is this good news?
就是神要拯救我们人。
It is that God wants to save humankind.
借着他的救恩，使人跟神重新建立父子的关系。
Through the salvation of Jesus Christ, then the God and His people can be reconciled.
十六节说，信而受洗必然得救。
Here in verse 16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved.
信什么？
What are we to believe?
就是我相信耶稣是我的救主。
It is that we believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
那为什么信要加上受洗？
So why is it that we have to believe and be baptized?
因为受洗的时候，我们的罪得到洁净。
Because when we get baptized, that is when our sins are being remissed.
所以这跟每一个人都有绝对的关系。
So that has to do with every one of us here.
圣经告诉我们，我们人类最大的危机就是罪。
The Bible tells us that the crisis, the greatest crisis that we have as human is our sins.
最大的危机不是环境的污染，也不是温室气温往上升。
It is not global warming or natural disasters.
最大的危机是我们的罪。
The greatest crisis we have is our sins.
因为罪使我们跟神的关系断绝。
Because of sins, our relationship with God has been broken.
那这个关系断绝就好像父亲跟孩子关系切断一样。
Once our relationship with God is broken, it is like a father and son that has a broken relationship.
圣经里面说神就是爱。
The Bible says that God is love.
当我们犯了罪跟神切断。
After we have sinned, our relationship with God has been broken.
我们就失去神很多的恩典。
We have lost a lot of blessings from God.
所以我们今天在世界上工作得非常辛苦。
Therefore, we have to work very hard in this world.
还有很多的问题。
And we encounter many problems.
就是因为我们失去了神的恩典。
That is because we have lost the blessings of God.
那罪让我们跟神切断关系，还更重要的就是神是生命的源头。
In addition to severing our relationship with God because of sin, and also God is the origin of life.
所以人跟神关系没有建立起来，人就没有永生。
So if our relationship with God is not connected, then we will not have this eternal life.
所以每一个人活几十年到就死了。
So we just live until 70s or 80s and then we die.
这个不是神原来创造人的情况。
That was not the original purpose of God creating us in the first place.
神就是光。
God is light.
当我们跟神的关系切断了，我们就活在黑暗里面。
When our relationship with God is severed, then we live in darkness.
我们人生看不到很光明的前途。
We cannot see light in front of us.
那主耶稣来世界要拯救我们人脱离这个危机。
But Jesus Christ came into this world to save us from this crisis.
我们先来看使徒行传第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Acts, chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
38节。
Verse
38. 第二章38节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这里说要奉耶稣的名受洗，让你的罪得赦免。
Here it tells us that every one of us need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
所以今天我们罪能够解决，最重要就是有耶稣的名。
So today, if we want to take care of our sins problem, then we need to use the name of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣的名很有权柄。
Because the name of Jesus Christ is full of authority.
所以奉耶稣的名洗礼，罪就可以赦免。
Therefore, when we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, our sins can be forgiven and remissed.
在洗礼从水里面上来，我们就有新的生命。
When we come up from baptism, we receive a new life.
就是永生。
Which is eternal life.
我们跟神的关系就建立起来。
And that's how our relationship with God is established.
就成为神的儿子。
Then we become His sons.
所以我们不久前呢，有一个弟兄接受洗礼。
Recently, there is a brother who received baptism.
我们在 Long Beach 这个小孩子游泳的地方洗礼。
At Long Beach.
他跪在水里面预备心。
When he knelt down in the water to prepare his heart to be baptized.
施洗的时候，奉耶稣的名给他施洗。
And then he was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
他感觉到有一股力量，好像神的灵进来。
He felt that there was a power of God coming into him.
但是在水里面的时候，他感到一股黑的 力量从他心里面出去。
And when he was in the water, he felt that there was a power of darkness that came out of him.
然后从水里面上来，他看到前面都是荣光。
So when he came out of the water, he saw glorious light.
真的，我们人没有罪得赦免，我们就活在魔鬼的权势之下。
Therefore, we could see that before we were baptized, we lived in the control of darkness of Satan.
有罪的地方就有魔鬼。
If there is sin, then Satan is there.
有神的地方就有赦罪的恩典。
But wherever God is, that's where there is the grace of remission of sin.
所以当罪得赦免，我们就不属魔鬼。
After our sins have been forgiven and remissed, then we do not belong to Satan anymore.
所以圣经说，我们就迁到爱子的国度，就是在神的国里面。
The Bible says that then we migrated to the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣这个名字大有权柄，能够赦掉我们的罪。
Therefore, the name of Jesus Christ has authority to remiss our sins.
那我怎么知道我的罪有没有得赦免？
How do we know that our sins have been forgiven?
所以下面说，说罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
The second part of the verse says that, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们罪得赦免，我们就做神的儿子。
Because when our sins are forgiven, we become the sons of God.
那神的灵就会降临在我们身上。
Then God's Spirit will come upon us.
来证明我们是神的儿子。
To prove that we are the sons of God.
所以这非常的重要。
That is very important.
我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书的第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第六节，请读。
And 6. To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father.
第七节。
Verse 7. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
这里说主耶稣来要把我们从律法赎出来。
Here it says that God, Jesus Christ came to redeem us who are under the law.
那叫我们得着儿子的名分。
So we can receive the adoption of sons.
那什么时候我们被赎出来？
So when are we redeemed?
就是在洗礼的时候。
During baptism.
罪得赦免。
Because that's when our sins are forgiven.
洗礼有主耶稣的宝血。
During baptism, there was the blood of Jesus Christ.
把我们的罪洗干净，叫做被赎出来。
And it washed us clean, and we're redeemed from sins.
那赎出来以后，我们就是归属于主耶稣。
After we're redeemed, then we belong to Jesus Christ.
那有什么证明呢？
What is the proof?
下面说，我们神就差他儿子的灵进到你们心里。
Verse 6 says that God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart.
然后从心里面呼叫天上的神阿巴父。
So we cry out, Abba, Father.
所以我们今天受洗得圣灵非常的重要。
So today it is very important that we receive baptism and receive the Holy Spirit.
因为这个证明我们有尊贵的身份。
Because this proves that we have this honorable status.
我不是在家里有一个父亲。
We are In addition to having a father at home,
我不论走到哪里，我还有一个天父。
No matter where we go, we have another father in heaven.
我怎么这么有确定呢？
How do I know that for sure?
因为我祷告的时候可以得圣灵。
Because when I pray, I can pray in the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵呼叫天上的神，阿爸父。
Holy Spirit in us will call out Abba Father.
所以我们能够用耶稣的名来受洗赦罪这是极大的恩典。
It is a great grace of God that we are able to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以在使徒行传里面，所有主耶稣的使徒帮人洗礼都是奉耶稣的名。
So in the book of the Gospels, we can see that all of Jesus' disciples baptized everyone in the name of Jesus Christ.
从第二章到第八章。第二章还有第八章。
We can see that from the book of Acts chapter 2 and chapter 8, they baptized in the name of Jesus.
在第十章。
And chapter 10 of Acts.
十九章。
Chapter 19 of Acts.
全部都是奉耶稣的名受洗。
The disciples all baptized people in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们现在看十九章。
Let us turn to the book of Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
第二节。
Verse 2. He said to them,Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they said to him, We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
这里保罗到以弗所问他们一个问题。
Here, when Paul went to Ephesus, he asked them a question.
你信的时候受圣灵没有？
When you believed in Christ, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
因为圣灵很重要。
Because the Holy Spirit is so important.
那他说没有。
But they said no.
哦，我们连听过都没有。
We have not heard about it.
那保罗就问你受什么洗？
Then Paul asked them what baptism did you baptize into?
所以很显然，他们虽然受洗，但是罪没有得赦免。
So we could see that they were baptized, but their sins were not forgiven.
哦，所以没有得到圣灵。
Therefore, they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
那保罗就再一次替他们洗礼。
So Paul baptized them once more.
所以在第五节。
In verse 5.
哦，他们听见这话，就奉耶稣的名受洗。
It says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
这是第二次洗礼。
This is the second time they were baptized.
但这一次奉耶稣的名洗礼，祷告圣灵就降下来。
But after this baptism, and they knelt down and prayed, Holy Spirit came down upon them.
所以如果我们信主耶稣接受的洗礼，奉耶稣的名洗，罪得赦免，祷告就会圣灵就会降下来。
So if we believe in Jesus Christ, we baptize into the name of Jesus Christ, and we pray in His name, then the Holy Spirit will come down upon us.
所以我们有好多的朋友后来来慕道受洗，都感觉到从水里面上来，好像非常的平安，非常喜乐。
A lot of our friends who came to this church and believed and were baptized, and when they came out of baptism water, they felt that they were so light.
因为罪是一种担，重担。
Because sin is like a burden.
罪受洗赦免，那个担子拿掉，你就觉得心里很平安。
But when your sins are taken away, it's like taking away your burdens. You feel very peaceful and very light.
因此，主耶稣的名能够让我们的罪得赦免。
So the name of Jesus Christ can take away our sins.
第二个。
Secondly.
主耶稣的名能够显神迹。
The name of Jesus Christ can perform miracles.
我们先来看《使徒行传》。第三章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传的第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
第三章的第六节。
Verse 6. Then Peter said, Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
这个记载就是说有一个人他是瘸腿不能走路。
This passage records a person who is unable to walk.
这是很可怜啊。
And that is pitiful.
他不能走路，当然不能工作。
Because he was lame, he could not walk, he could not work.
那生活也没有着落。
And he could not pay for his own life.
所以他天天在圣殿向人要钱。
Therefore, he went to the temple every day to ask for money.
那这样的人连自尊也没有了。
And for such a person, they don't have any self-esteem.
谁能救他呢？
Who can save him?
所以当时两个门徒从那里走过去。
At that time, there were two disciples of Jesus who walked by that morning.
那这个瘸腿的就希望从他们得到一些东西。
And this lame man was hoping to get something from the two disciples.
第六节，彼得说，金银我都没有。
But in verse 6, Peter said,I don't have silver or gold.
有时候我们要帮助别人，我们真的能力很有限。
Sometimes we want to help people, but we're so limited.
但是我有一个最好帮助别人的方法。
But there is one way that we could help others.
就是把他带到神的面前，让他跟神建立关系。
Which is to bring that person to the presence of God so he can establish a relationship with God.
所以彼得说，我把我所有的给你。
Peter said, but what I do have, I give to you.
那到底彼得有什么？
So what did he have?
他有神的同在。
He had the abidance of God.
他有神的名。
He had the name of Jesus Christ.
所以他奉耶稣的名叫他起来走。
So he told him to rise up and walk in the name of Jesus Christ.
拉起他的右手，他就立刻健壮。
And when he took him by the hand and lifted him up, the person's feet and ankle bone received strength.
所以从那一天开始，这个人就可以进到圣殿敬拜神。
Since then, that person can walk into the temple to worship God himself.
他的生活就很自由。
And he had a freedom of life.
他就不需要再讨饭了。
He need not ask for alms anymore.
所以主耶稣的名大有权柄，能够行神迹。
Therefore, the name of Jesus Christ is full of power and authority, and it can perform miracles.
因此在路加福音里面，主耶稣升天以前已经告诉门徒。
And in the book of Luke, before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he told his disciples.
马可福音
Sorry, in the book of Mark.
16章的17节。
Chapter 16, verse 17.
信的人必有神迹随着。
And these signs will follow those who believe.
什么是神迹？
What is miracle?
靠着神的能力做出来就是神迹。
It is something that you do only according to the name of God.
奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。
So in the name of Jesus Christ, they cast out demons and they also said speak new tongues.
手拿蛇，喝什么毒也不受害。
They will take up serpents and they drink anything deadly and they will by no means get hurt.
这个是指的意外。不会受害。
This is talking about when accidents happen, they will not be hurt.
那手按病人，病人就好了。
And when they lay hands on the sick, they will recover.
所以今天我们在教会里面有圣灵的同在，奉耶稣的名祷告，很多神迹奇事显明。
So today we have the name of Jesus Christ with us, and so there are a lot of miracles that happen.
医病赶鬼。
And we were able to heal the sick and cast out demons.
包括几年前我们大家印象很深刻，我们在 Irvine 要为一个慕道本洗礼。
A few years ago in Irvine Church, we were going to baptize a truth seeker.
他住在圣地亚哥。
He or she?
姐妹。
She lived in San Diego.
她有被鬼附着。
She was demon possessed.
在一个安息日，我们大家在这里迫切帮他祷告。
And on a Sabbath day, we were all here praying very hard for her.
因为要洗礼之前，魔鬼都会阻挡。
Because we know that before she was baptized, Satan would definitely do anything to obstruct her baptism.
这个是大家看得到的。
Because that's something we could all see.
这也证明说洗礼是很重要，所以魔鬼才会阻挡。
That proves that baptism is very important. That's why Satan would do all things to obstruct baptism.
所以我们大家在这边为他祷告，鬼就被赶出去。
And when we all pray really hard together, the demons were cast out.
第二天他就接受洗礼。
And the next day, she received baptism.
这个姐妹现在在日本。
This sister is currently in Japan.
所以神的名啊，真的是大有功效，可以医病，可以赶鬼。
So the name of Jesus Christ is very effective. It can heal the sick, and it can also cast out demons.
因此，当我们遇到很多事情没路可走的时候。
So when we face difficulties and we're at the end of our road.
我们求告神的名。
We need to call on the name of Jesus Christ.
我们就可以体会到神的带领神的帮助。
Then we can experience His help and His guidance.
好，我们再回来看《使徒行传》第三章。
Let us turn back to the book of Acts, chapter 3.
使徒行传》第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
十二节。
Verse 12. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this?" Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man well?
这个神迹行出来以后就很多人一直看彼得。
After they performed this miracle, a lot of people were looking at Peter.
觉得这个人怎么这么有力量。
They were wondering why he was so powerful.
彼得说，你们为什么认为我们凭自己的能力虔诚使这个人走呢？
But Peter said, Did you think that we were able to make this man walk just by our own power or godliness?
我们看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
我们信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见、所认识的这个人健壮了。
And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong.
所以我们在非洲这种神迹其实更多。
There are a lot of this kind of miracles in Africa.
因为医药不发达。
Because they don't have a lot of medical help.
对，有的人生病，他也没有钱去看医生。
And when people get sick there, they had no money to go to the doctor.
就带着一个草席到教会来。
Then they just bring a mat and they go to the church.
睡两个小时，祷告一个小时。
They would sleep 2 hours and pray for an hour.
就这样继续，祷告得好，草席拿起来回家了。
And they keep doing that until they get healed and then they go home.
所以神的名大有能力，神迹其实会显明，这是真的。
Therefore, the name of Jesus Christ is full of power, and that's why there are miracles.
那第三个就是神的名让我们生活有意义。
Thirdly, the name of Jesus Christ gives us meaning and life.
好，我们现在看《使徒行传》的第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 5.
《使徒行传》第五章。
Acts, chapter 5.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
第五章四十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 41. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
这个地方说，主耶稣的彼得，主耶稣的门徒被逼迫。
Here it tells us that the disciples of Jesus were persecuted.
在四十节他们被打了，而且吩咐不可奉耶稣的名讲道。
In verse 40, it tells us that they were beaten and they were commanded not to speak the name of Jesus Christ.
这样的经验呢，我们大家都不喜欢有这种经验。
And I don't think any of us would like this type of experience in our lives.
但是四十一节说，他们离开公会，心里欢喜。
But in verse 41, it says that when they left there, they felt so joyful.
因为配算是为这个名受辱的。
Because they were counted worthy to suffer shame for Jesus' name.
就是觉得自己配得为耶稣这个名来受苦，这是很有价值的。
They felt that because they were worthy to be counted to suffer shame for Jesus' name, so their life has meaning.
因为耶稣这个名就是神的名。
Because the name of Jesus is actually the name of God.
我记得几年前，我曾经到肯亚教会派我去那里做工。
A few years ago, I was sent by the church to go to Kenya to work.
我看好多的车子上面都写 Obama.
I saw that there are a lot of cars, and the cars were painted Obama.
因为 Obama 的父亲是从肯亚来的。
Because the father of Obama came from Kenya.
那好多的小孩子生下来就取名叫 Obama.
So there are a lot of children, when they were born, they were named Obama.
因为 Obama 变美国的总统。
Because he became the president of the United States.
所以对他们来讲，这是一种荣耀。
So to them, it is a great honor to name their child Obama.
因为美国是一个世界超强的大国。
Because America is a great country in the world.
能够当美国总统，这是一种很大的荣幸。
To be able to be the president of the United States is a great honor.
但是我们在想，这个美国在上去是什么？
So if we think about it, what is higher than USA?
美国在上去有一个神的国。
Above the USA, there is the kingdom of God.
就是神在做王。
And God is the king in that kingdom.
这个王就是主耶稣啊。
And this king is Jesus Christ.
所以我们一个人如果能够为着主耶稣这个名来做一些事情，这就是我们生活的意义跟价值。
So if we're able to do anything for the name of Jesus Christ, then our life has meaning.
历史会把所有的人名都擦掉。
History will erase all the names of the people.
你现在到大英博物馆可以看到很多的木乃伊。
If you go to a museum, you can see mummies.
以前四五千年前，埃及是强国。
Many years ago, Egypt was the greatest country.
所以埃及的王是很出名的。
Therefore, the pharaoh of Egypt were very famous.
能够服侍埃及的王，这是很有价值的。
And if you're able to serve the pharaoh, then your life has meaning.
但是时间一过去，谁认识他？
But after many thousand years, who else know him?
王已经被忘记了。
This king has been forgotten.
但是耶稣这个是永远的王。
But Jesus Christ is king forever.
是宇宙的主宰。
Because he is the master of the universe.
他昨天、今天、明天永远一样。
He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
他不会改变。
He does not change.
所以我们活着能够为着这个名来做一些事情，这就是我们的价值跟意义的地方。
Therefore, if we live in this life and we do something for this name, then our life is full of meaning.
圣经里面说，我们为他的名所做的都要记在天国。
The Bible tells us that whatever we do for the name of Jesus Christ, those will be recorded in heaven.
那神要赏赐我们。
And God will reward us accordingly.
所以我们在这个世界上耶稣的名让我们活着很有意义。
So in this world, when we live, the name of Jesus Christ will make our life meaningful.
因为我们所做的一切跟这个名有关系的都变成很有价值。
Because everything that we do, if it has to do with the name of Jesus Christ, then it has value.
好，我们来看罗马书第二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
第二章的二十一节。
Verse 21. You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself?
第一章对不起，第一章二十。
Chapter 1, verse 21. Chapter 1, verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
这个地方说人故意不认识神。
Here it tells us that men purposely do not want to know God.
那人故意不认识神，结果是怎样？
What is the result of that?
思念变为虚妄。
Their thoughts will become futile.
然后无知的心就昏暗。
And then their heart will become darkened.
哦，就是人一旦跟神切断关系，所有的计划都变成没有意义。
So once you cut off your relationship with God, everything you do has no meaning.
哦，因此在主耶稣里面啊，我们重新跟神连上关系。
But in Jesus Christ, we are reconciled to God.
哦，那每一天我们在想啊，我是为着荣耀神在活，我是为着服事神在活，这个生命就变成很有意义。
And every day, if you think I live because I want to glorify God, or I want to do anything for God, then your life becomes meaningful.
哦，所以我们一切为着主耶稣做的，全部都不会落空。
Because everything we do for Jesus Christ will not be in vain.
好，我们现在看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
这里说，我就是道路、真理、生命，没有借着我，没有能够回到父那里去。我们人一生最后在追求什么？
So as human being, what is the final thing that we want to pursue in life?
这个问题很简单，很难回答。
It is a simple question, but difficult to answer.
请问你活着一辈子，可以不可以用一句话来形容我们集中追求什么？
After you live your whole life, can you summarize in one phrase what exactly are we pursuing after?
如果没有拜神了，没有答案了。
If you do not know God, then you don't have an answer.
但是从圣经里面，我们就找到一个我们人最后在追求什么。
But in the Bible, we can see the answer of what we're pursuing after.
回到父那里去。
It is to return back to our Father.
父就是我们在天上的神。
This Father in heaven is our God.
我们就是他的儿子。
We are his sons.
得圣灵就是证明。
And it is proven by the Holy Spirit that He's given to us.
所以我们死的那一天就要回到我的父亲那里。
So the day we die, we return back to our Father in heaven.
所以我们人生的目标非常清楚。
So it is very clear to us what our purpose of life is.
我一生就是要预备回到神那里。
In this whole life, I am to prepare to return back to the Father.
耶稣就是这一条路。
And Jesus is that path.
所以耶稣这个名字让我们人生变成很有意义。
So Jesus Christ's name make our life meaningful.
你走在耶稣的道路上，就可以回到神那里。
As long as you walk on the way of Jesus Christ, you can return back to God.
走偏了，离开了耶稣，就是偏离我们的目标。
But when you walk apart from Jesus Christ, then you have deterred.
所以耶稣这个名字确实非常重要。
So the name of Jesus Christ is so important to our life.
天下人间没有靠着别的名，我们可以得救。
There is no other name under heaven that we can be saved.
没有靠着名可以把我们带回到天家。
And no other names can take us back to our heavenly home.
他的名跟我们的得救有关系。
Only the name of Jesus Christ has to do with our salvation.
我们来看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John 14.
十四章的十五节。
Verse 15.
十三节，请读。
Verse 13. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
十四节。
Verse 14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
这是主耶稣讲的话。
And this is spoken by Jesus Christ.
你奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。
If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
我们先想你跟我。
Let's think about you and I.
我是谁？
Who am I?
就是主耶稣本身。
This I refers to Jesus Christ.
你是谁？
Who are you?
就是我们啊。
It talks about us.
那以赛亚书里面说我们是微尘。
The book of Isaiah says that we are like dust in God's eyes.
有没有微尘？有啊。你有没有看到？没有。
Are there dust everywhere? Yes, but do you see it? No.
人太小了。
Just like human beings, we're too small.
那神太大了。
God is too big.
这么大的宇宙是他造的，你没有办法了解，所以神比宇宙还大。
This humongous universe is created by God, and we can't even understand it, so God is greater than this universe.
所以人跟神是不对等的。
Therefore, us and God were not in the same plane.
那既然人跟神不对等，那为什么神会听人祷告呢？
Since we're not on the same plane, how come he would listen to our prayers?
这里说，你奉我的名祷告，无论求什么，神就会听。
Here it says, whatever you ask in my name, I will do.
所以我们活在这个世界上，等我奉耶稣的名祷告，神就听啊，那我们一生就没有什么烦恼了。
So if we live in this world and we know that every time we kneel down and pray in the name of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ will listen and do it for us, then we will have no worry.
好，我们看路加福音的十一章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 11.
路加福音的十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
十三节。
Verse 13.
路加福音十一章十三节。
Luke 11 verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
这个地方说我们不好。
Here it says that we are not good.
是指着地上的父母亲。
That is talking about the fathers in this world.
英文用 evil.
And in the English translation, it says evil.
Evil 是邪恶。那最爱我们是父母，为什么变成不好？
The people who love us the most are our parents. So in the Bible, they are described as evil.
因为天父太好了。
That is because compared to the Father in heaven, he's too good.
天父的爱太大了。
His love is too great.
所以我们是凭着什么向天父祈求？
So how are we able to pray to this Father?
就是凭着他的爱，他的怜悯。
It is because of his love.And his mercy.
那我们怎么向他祈求？
So how do we pray to him?
就是奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这样神就会垂听了。
Then God will listen to us.
那神要给我们最宝贵的礼物。
And he wants to give us the most precious gift.
不是地面上的恩典。
It is not the blessings on earth.
说岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Here it says, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
所以神给我们最宝贵的礼物就是把圣灵降在我们身上。
So the most precious gift he wants to give us is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣灵就是神本身。
The Holy Spirit is God himself.
圣灵降在我们身上就是神住在我们里面。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, it is God dwelling in us.
就是以马内利。
And that is Emmanuel.
所以以赛亚书这个预言童女怀孕生子，你要给他起名叫以马内利，圣灵一降下来就实现了。
So in the book of Isaiah, there's a prophecy that says that there would be a virgin will give birth to a baby, and his name is Emmanuel. And this is being fulfilled when the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us.
那圣灵是以西结书里面那个活水。
And the Holy Spirit is also the living water described in the book of Ezekiel.
流过我们内心，整个生命都会改变。
When it comes through our heart, then our whole life will be changed.
所以耶稣的名，第一个能够让我们罪得赦免。
Therefore, the name of Jesus, firstly, it can remiss our sins.
第二个能够行神迹。
Secondly, it can perform miracles.
第三个能够让我们生活很有意义。
Thirdly, it can make meaning in our life.
最后回到天国。
And fourthly, it could lead us back to our heavenly home.
最后一个。
Lastly.
因为这个名，我们祷告可以得垂听。
Because of his name, our prayers can be heard.
所以我们来唱诗，接下去我们就要奉耶稣的名来祷告。
So now we're going to sing him together, and after that we're going to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
513.
Let's sing him 513.
我们看副歌能不能记得起来。在最后祷告完可以唱。
Let's try to remember the refrain so we can sing it after prayer too. Please have a seat.
我们在真耶稣教会最宝贵的体验就是得圣灵。
In the True Jesus Church, the most precious experience we have is receiving the Holy Spirit.
圣经说教会是耶稣的身体。
The Bible says that the church is the body of Christ.
那身体一定会有灵魂，这个身体是活的。
And this body is only alive when it has soul.
所以教会会有主耶稣的灵充满。
Therefore, the church will be filled with the Spirit of Christ.
因此我们在教会里面祷告可以体验到圣灵。
So when we pray in the church, we can feel the Spirit of God.
那这个圣灵就是在2000年前五旬节降临在耶路撒冷。
This Holy Spirit was first descended 2000 years ago on the Pentecost Day.
那今天重新要降临在这里。
And today it will also descend here.
所以等一下我们祷告，我们会听到周围的人用灵言祷告，好像是五旬节圣灵降临一样。
So when we pray later, we will hear that people would speak in tongue just like the day of the Pentecost.
每一个人用奇异的舌音这样来跟神交通。
They pray in this mysterious tongue speaking to communicate with God.
那这个舌音就是在讲说各样的奥秘。
The spiritual tongue is uttering all types of spiritual mystery.
那为着要造就我们的灵性。
So that it can edify our spirit.
那得圣灵就是得到力量。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive strength.
那得圣灵，圣灵会将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, God will pour down His love onto our heart.
得圣灵会得智慧。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you'll receive wisdom.
让我们看圣经更容易了解。
So that you will be able to understand the Bible a lot more.
得圣灵会非常喜乐跟平安。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive joy and peace.
因为神同在。
Because God abides with you.
所以内心很苦，圣灵一浇灌下去变甜的。
Therefore, when your heart is so bitter and the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it will turn to sweet.
很多的忧虑，圣灵一流过去，我们就很平安。
We might have a lot of troubles and worries, but when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we will receive peace.
所以诸位朋友，这是神对我们的应许。
This is the promise from God.
欢迎你一起来体验。
We welcome you to experience it with us.
我们在这个教会对神最直接、最有力量的体验就是圣灵的浇灌。
So in this church, the most direct experience we have with God is His Holy Spirit.
当圣灵一降下来
，When it comes upon you,
虽然我们被感动讲一种听不懂的话
，Even though we start to speak in an unknown tongue,
但是神智很清醒
，But we are very clear-minded.
随时都可以停止。
We are able to stop prayer anytime.
我们都知道周围的人在做什么。
And we all know what everyone else is doing around us.
但是心里很喜乐，很平安。
But our heart is filled with joy and peace.
那我们怎么祷告呢
？So how do we pray?
第一个就是奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Firstly, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们刚刚说过，这个名就是神的名。
Because the name of Jesus is the name of God.
大有权柄。
It is full of power and authority.
那接下去就是。念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Next, we say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
这个哈利路亚就是赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
因为神很伟大。
Because God is so great.
所以他值得我们向他赞美。
Therefore, He's worthy of our praises.
所以从心里面赞美神的伟大。
So from our heart, we praise Him of His greatness.
神所要就是这样，神不需要什么。
And that's all He needed. He doesn't need anything else.
神希望我们的心。
He just wants our hearts.
我们相信有神。
If we believe in Him,
相信耶稣就是救主。
We believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
他的救恩太奇妙了。
And we believe that His salvation is wonderful.
我从心里向他感谢跟赞美。
And from our heart, we give thanks to Him.
所以我们就念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
That's why we say in the Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那我们很深入的祷告。
When we pray deeply,
圣灵降下来。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
舌头就开始会自己卷动。
Then you will start to speak in tongues.
心里非常喜乐。
By itself, and your heart will be very joyful.
那么跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
So we kneel down to pray because we want to show respect to God.
因为主耶稣在客西马里面也是跪下来的。
Because when Jesus Christ prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, He also knelt down.
眼睛合起来帮助我们专心。
We close our eyes so that we can concentrate.
那我们祷告的时候，教会的长老、执事、传道会帮我们按手祷告，这是帮助。
When we pray, the elders and ministers of this church will come around and lay hands on us to help us to pray.
但是最重要还是我们本身要深入用心的祈祷。
But most importantly, it is us. We have to pray deeply and concentrate.
所以如果你希望能够来体验圣灵，祈求神的恩典，接受按手，欢迎你到前面来祷告。
So if you would like to pray with us to experience God and His Holy Spirit, we welcome you to come forward.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now let's kneel down and pray together.